With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
Little pop, shallow left, might drop. Him will drop. One run, one is in. Acuna flying around third. He's going to try. Throw is going to be off target.
Swing and a miss. Jace Peterson over the top of that. That's Charlie Morton-like.
He shoots that ball to right field and deep. And gone. Adam Duvall. Swing and a fly ball belted. No doubt about it. Contreras is having a huge day.
It's good.
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It was good, Snit. It was good. Braves win the series against the Brewers, guys. It's only our second series win. It seems weird, but we haven't dominated series like we thought we might, Mike. And the Brewers are a good team, man. Day off today, by the way. Red Sox tomorrow, quick two-game set, and then the Padres by the end of the weekend. So let's just hope we keep this momentum. But we did play well in this series, and I like what I saw.
2 out of 3 from what's considered the best team in the National League, if not the majors, as we said earlier. You split with the Mets, so you know you're 2 games under 500, and things are starting to come together. And you're able to take 2 out of 3 from the Brewers, to be honest with you, without exactly Olsen or Ozuna doing anything, hitting really much, so... You know, we love what we got from Contreras. We'll talk more about it, but I think they got to find a way to get him in the outfield and get him out there and get a more punch while we're trying to figure out what the heck's going on with this offense.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Find us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 92.9. Follow us and this radio station at 92.9 The Game. And, of course, we are on the gram as well. Real quick, want to give a big shout-out this weekend. We had Turtle and Squid. That's not a typo. They were on again, Mike, this weekend, crushing it on an early Saturday morning. So I heard my guys. I was heading out to play some golf, and I heard them. I want to give them a big shout-out. You guys did a great job. I wanted to really call in as a fake caller, but then I figured, you know, I wasn't going to do that. So I just listened.
You know what? I may have to do that one Saturday morning. Hey, man, I'm a big fan of Squid Billy, big listener. Y'all need to get your own program. Get that idiot Mike Bell off the air and see if he takes the bait. By the way, I think you guys should use The Odd Couple as your opening music. I think that's just – I'm not telling you how to produce your own show, but if that was me, I would use The Odd Couple. That's just me.
It's good. I told them Squid – or Turtle and Squid is also a really cool, you know, title for their show when they're going to be on. But they're filling in this weekend. So, again, great job, guys. Hey, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs. The Dog Report is brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
All right, right now we are in a quiet time, partly due to finals. Coaches really can't contact players. There's not a lot going on. Guys are trying to finish up finals. That'll be through the end of the week. And then, Mike, you know, we'll start to get back to some football-related stuff. But right now, it's kind of quiet. Now, you know, Kirby came out last week, and it's something I talked about. He was at a golf tournament out at Lake Oconee talking about complacency. One of the things he's concerned about, I'm concerned about it too, because every year is different. You turn the page, and you think that this year is going to be last year, and it's just not. They just put 15 guys in the NFL draft, 5 in the first round. This is going to be a different team. Now,
I mean, your most optimistic viewpoint would be if you could just duplicate what Alabama did, which was losing a bunch of guys in the NFL and just coming up a little bit short. I mean, look, Georgia fans want to go back-to-back. I get that. But you are going to be looking up at Alabama because they're in the position you were last year.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. I mean, we talk about them being Alabama. To me, you're not Alabama until you can come back and be in that game again. And then again. Right. And then again. That's when we can have that conversation. I will take the natty and run with it. And if they don't get another one for 30 years, this was amazing. But they're in a position, Mike, if you really want to be that you got to be back in that game this year. And that's the part that Kirby is going to be challenged with. How do you do that? How does he keep that complacency thing and get guys to play at their full level, full potential level, game in and game out? Like, you can't go into any game and go, yeah, you know, we're better than them. We won the chip last year. None of that stuff matters.
Yeah, I mean, you're still in the championship game, you know, 2 times in 5 years. You know, I mean, it's nothing to sneeze at, but I'm getcha. I mean, people want to see this. And look, I just think where Georgia is right now, the way you did the – you dominated the combine. Then you dominated the draft. And everybody's talking about these players. And then we've always said Saban can get anybody in the country. Now Kirby can get anybody in the country. So everything you're saying, now I think people say the heck with, you know, well, we got to retool. No, you're going to reload and rock and roll.
Some people think they lost too much to get back.
Well, the defensive front's going to have to come together.
It's just hard to think 15 play. I mean, again, I know everybody had a role, right? And, you know, but you're talking about you put the number one draft pick in the draft, Trayvon Walker in the league. And then you can just go from there and go down the list. And we don't have to do that. My point is, Mike, I don't care what you recruited. How do you replace all that experience?
Well, the good news is you've got 5-star guys waiting to take over the dudes who just went to the NFL. You know, and some of those guys who went to the NFL were also, you always talked about coaching guys up, whether it's pro or college.
Yep.
Some of those guys were 3- and 4-stars who also, you know, then were coached up by Kirby and his fantastic coaching staff. It's getting paid a king's ransom for a reason. And hopefully those guys are going to step up. Secondary, you know, again, the transfer portal, you know, the chance to get your paperwork into the portal, you can still maybe get a few guys to parachute back into Athens and maybe beef up the defense we've already talked about. I think us bugabooing about the wide receivers, I think wide receiver's going to be fine. I think, and then the wide receiver room also, I think you also mentioned those tight ends. You get 2 of the best tight ends in the country. So I think you're going to be, I'm not worried about the targets. I just think the defense is going to be, you are going to need sets and score more points to take some of that pressure off the Yonker defense.
Yeah, and here's what's crazy. I mean, you know, there are schools that aren't putting anybody in the NFL, and Georgia might have 3 more first-rounders next year. Jalen Carter, first-rounder. Nolan Smith, first-rounder. Keely Ringo, probably a first-rounder. They still have dudes. So that's what's crazy. You had 5 this year in the first round. They may have 3 next year in the first round, Mike, if everything goes according to plan. So I don't think the fall off is going to be as great as some people around the country may think, because when you win a chip, everybody just thinks, and especially when you see the draft,
right,
that they're done. Like, they can't bring in those kind of guys. It'll be a couple of years before they retool. You're going to tell me the year after you put 5 guys in the first round, you could put 3 the next year? You're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing with Mark Richt at the end, where nobody was getting drafted in the first round. That was kind of a red flag that you got to get it back in gear. Look, I think the machine is in place. The machinery's there. And also, like, I think the other thing is, I think Georgia fans have a concern. Well, you know, you lose a guy like Lanning, you got coverage, you got Muschamp and everybody else there. You've got to, you're going to have to, as you are the big dog, you're going to have to ride with people poaching your staff. And I think Georgia is equipped to do that, just like Alabama is. That's why winning that natty puts you up there, because we've done everything, but as we like to say, Carl, dot the I.
404-741-0929. As we said, a little bit of a quiet time right now.
Oh, I got one going on. I'm sorry to cut you off. I got one thing for you. There was a funny article. I thought it was funny. In Saturday Down South. Yes, I read it on the plane this morning coming back from Miami. It says, here's why Texas A&M will be the most overrated team in the country entering 2022. They're breaking in a new quarterback, and they've got expectations that are through the roof because of their great recruiting classes. And basically it goes on to say that the Aggies have just never been able to beat Alabama, and what's going to be different this year?
Well, listen, talent ultimately wins. But if you believe in Jimbo, and there are a lot of people who say, hey, he's a really good coach, right? He did it at Florida State. He'll be able to do it at Texas A&M. He just needed to give him a few years to get the guys he wanted to get in there. If you believe that, then you have to believe that, you know, they'll get past this Alabama thing. Remember, A&M did beat Alabama last year. They just didn't do anything past that.
Well, they went 4-4 in the SEC last year. That's, I mean, you're going to try to catapult these guys into national championship contenders. You know, you got to win your division first.
Well, and Mike, they may be, and I'm not. Everybody knows this. This is why what Alabama does every year. So the West has been and continues to be way harder than the East. It just is. So with Sam Pittman and what he's doing at Arkansas. Say what you want about me and my family. They're going to be fine. Brian Kelly can coach. So you throw in, you know, Lane Kiffin and all. Dude, it's a dogfight every weekend. So I just think the whole A&M thing is being overblown right now, because all my A&M fans and folks are talking about the national number one recruiting class. they believe in that more than they do what the team's going to do on the field. And I keep telling them, oh, that doesn't mean anything. We said that for 3 years before Kirby got to a national championship.
But I mean, but to be the only reason I like the article is the tenor of it is if you're going to project these guys into like top 10 and they're going to compete for a championship, you don't even know who your quarterback is. So, I mean, and that was kind of the same thing they went through last year. It was decided the last minute. Then obviously an injury propelled Kamada out there. I'm not trying to do sour grapes because, you know, Jimbo left FSU. He left for the good reason, $100 million. But I just think it's hard to envision A&M punching through. It's kind of like where you felt about Georgia, you know, in the Donnan years, because Donnan had great recruiting, but obviously they'd always come up short with the game plan.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And then, you know, we get to the next jumping off point is going to be when OU and Texas come and what that means and how the conference looks, you know, moving forward. Whoever ends up on that side, it's going to still be a beast, you know? So I'm not sure how they're going to do all that. We've heard and seen all the different models, but I'm not a believer in A&M, not quite yet, Mike. I'm with you on this.
By the way, our conversation about Georgia, Rayview ATL just hit us up and said with Kirby smiling, that's rat poison.
It is.
The Nick Saban stuff obviously always plays, and Kirby is a disciple of Nick.
Well, and that's why to me, last year was great. What Kirby does this year following it up will really show me what he is about. It's so easy to just go, well, yeah, you know, if we don't go, it's fine.
But aren't you kind of projecting, like I said, not a knock on Coach Rick, who everyone loves, but that's almost like a Mark Richt mindset. They're going to somehow take a big step backwards this year. I don't agree with that until Florida.
No, I don't think they take a step back, Mike. I also think that the biggest advantage that Nick Saban has had over everybody, and this includes Kirby, is his teams never being satisfied.
Right.
And the ability as a coach to get the most out of the next team. You got the most out of last year's team. I got to see what he does with this year's team. That's all I'm saying.
Until Florida reestablishes itself, the SEC East is Georgia's oyster. So I mean I'm trying to say you pencil it in because it's still the SEC. But yeah, I think the worm has turned, baby.
Coming up, NBA playoffs. Speaking of turning, has he turned? We'll talk about it next. Oh, it's Monday. Nobody has Mondays around here. Mike's recovering from an incredible weekend, which he's going to tell you about coming up in about 20 minutes. Some guy talks on the way. Big Falcon announcement here on our show that we'll tell you about. And your chance to win WWE tickets. Why do I do that, Mike? When WWE.
It's kind of like Radio 101. It's like the old days. You're like, we got drag racing tickets. They're coming to Thunder Valley. You know, you have to say that. You know, Shirley and Cha-Cha Mold down. It's just, you got to do it. So, yeah, WWE, brother. Get your tickets to WWE, brother.
We got your tickets. They go on sale, by the way.
Friday. Say your prayers and take your vitamins, brother. I'll see you over there, brother.
Friday, May 13th, 10 a.m.
Need a good
Ticketmaster.
Pounding right about now.
Ticketmaster.com. But we've got tickets for you. The event itself, it's SmackDown. State Farm Arena. It's been a while since they've been here, but it's going to happen Friday, July 29th. So that's the actual date of the event. So
Dukes and Bell are going to take a folding chair to your solar plexus.
Yeah, man. Yeah. If you want to go, stay tuned. We'll give those away between now and 7 o'clock. All right, let's talk about these NBA playoffs. You talked about the Ja Morant play. Let's talk about that again because a lot of people are discussing it. Don't know if Ja's playing tonight, by the way. That series resumes. Golden State won the other night. They're up in the series. Ja, I think, is questionable, but I don't know. Chris, is there an update on him? Is anybody saying anything? Doubtful. Okay. Doubtful for tonight, Mike.
Yeah, he's doubtful because that dirty player Poole for the Golden State Warriors put his hand on him and just – I saw what he did. He literally ripped the tendons out of his knee, Carl. It was like an X-Man kind of thing.
Yes.
Now, again, if you didn't see it, it does squid, Billy. If you saw it like I did for 2 minutes on watching it on my phone, it looked a little weird. You know, you watch the replay, you realize that maybe there would have been some strange contact earlier that just him hurt his knee by just running up the court on a previous sequence in half court, but it looked weird. And people already said, well, wait a minute, why are you pulling at a guy's knee? You're not going for the basketball. You've got your hand around his kneecap.
Well, maybe they shouldn't have let Dylan Brooks break Gary Payton Jr.'s
elbow. It's a chippy series, and Dylan Brooks got a game. I should have probably gotten more than he got, you know, than just game three. It was dirty. But this one just, it looked funky. It looked weird.
Yeah,
grab the guys.
It does. But as I said, there was no code broken. This was more of a basketball play than what Brooks did. When a guy's getting trapped, so that series is interesting. And Mike said it. Ja is the news. He is one of the. BA. Okay? They need their stars out there. So I want to see Ja play. I hope that he's able to, but again, if he's doubtful, it's probably not going to happen. Meanwhile, we talked about, you know, the Mavs, and Mike, all of a sudden now, here we go. Mavs tie this series up. And the Suns, you kind of wonder, you know, they said that last year was a learning experience. All their series went six games before they got to the NBA Finals. They know they were in for a series, even though they went up 2-0. But I got to give, you know, Jason Kidd and the Mavs credit, man, because I think the Suns are a better team. But Luka and Dinwiddie and all these guys are playing out of their minds.
Yeah, man. And I tell you, I would think, honestly, Carl, had we gone and win, you know, gone to the championship last year, and maybe we had a fighting chance against the Suns. You know, as soon as I mentioned this, you get guys on the text line. You know, you guys still want Luka now over Trey? I mean, well, both guys can be successful. We just got that bitter aftertaste of how things went down with Miami, and Trey will hopefully learn from it, and hopefully the organization learns from it and does something about it, Nate included. But you can't argue it with the job the Mavs are doing.
No. Celtics-Bucks tonight. So the two games, Celtics-Bucks, Grizz-Warriors. Celtics, Tatum did not and has not had a great last game, at least. I expect him to play well tonight. But, Mike, there was another controversial play. Now, you're always talking about the refs and the umps.
Right.
I don't know if you saw it because, again, you were down in the MIA, but there was a play at the end of Game 3 where, you know, Smart goes up. If foul should have been called, he should have got three free throws. They call it a non-shooting foul. He gets two instead of three. It was terrible. And a game shouldn't be determined like that. I don't know what happens tonight, but Giannis, I think he had 42 or something like that the other night. He's been incredible, too.
Yeah, man, Giannis doing his thing, and yeah, I know what you're talking about. This is what drives you crazy in our series in Miami. It was bad enough we had the scheduling against. I'm bringing it back to the Hawks because we've got nothing to do with the Hawks right now. We're done. Season's over. But just sometimes the refs do become the story in the NBA. You could argue probably too much. I mean, I think any fan out there could say that about whatever sport you're watching. The refs are too much of the story. The umpires are too much. But that was jive to me. I thought Celtics fans had a right to be ticked off.
Yeah, I did too. And that gets us to, obviously, what's going to happen tomorrow as the Sixers series resumes. Now,
he's doing a lot. Doing a lot to rehabilitate his image.
Jimmy Butler had a great game last night. It was a fun game to watch. 116-108 was the final score. But the story was James Harden, because Harden looked like the Harden of 2018. 31 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. He made some big shots down the stretch that really separated them from the Heat. He kept challenging, cutting the lead, Mike, 5, whatever. And every time, they made a big shot.
Right.
So now, is this what you're going to get? Are you going to get this, James Harden? Because if you get this, Mike, now they have a chance to win the championship. If you don't get this, they're not winning anything.
Well, look, Harden was never going to do it alone against a team as physical as Miami that we just saw the kind of defense they play. And you can take and double team, and you can go high-low James Harden and make him uncomfortable. He's not going to play defense. We know that. But you're not going to beat him without Embiid. They were brought there to be that dynamic duo. And now that Embiid is back and doing a great job, 24 the other night. You know, and other guys also, you know, the other guys are role players, like Maxey. Those guys hitting some big shots, to your point. Anytime it looked like a run was going to happen, you know, somebody would hit a big three. So, I mean, the bench wasn't great. But yeah, I know that some guys don't like Embiid. They think he's a bit of a flopper for a guy that's so athletic and so dominant what he wants to be. But, man, these guys are changing the narrative. These guys know everything that's said about them. You know Harden's got rabbit ears just like Durant. He just doesn't act on it as much. He tries to downplay it right there. He thinks all the things that you've said. See, you brainwashed me. You've poisoned the well with Harden. Should I now be rooting for Harden to finally validate his career by getting a shot at a championship?
Well, I'll tell you who I'm rooting for. And it's weird what sparks people. But Embiid not winning the MVP may be the reason they win this series. It may be the reason why the Sixers advance, because he's been completely disrespected. Earlier this year, Embiid literally said, they just don't like me. If they didn't vote for me, they just don't like me. Well, Embiid, I guess they just don't like you, because Jokic is going to win another MVP. Mike, that may be the difference. And you know, you never know. Michael Jordan said in The Last Dance, Karl Malone winning the MVP, you know, fueled him to go win another one. It's weird. So I would tell you I'm betting more on that than I am Harden to consistently come out and give you 31-7-9.
Yeah, and I know the other thing is with this, it's nothing to do with the postseason, right? It's strictly about the regular season in the NBA, right, Chris? Right?
Yes.
Because Jokic, you say, well, does this guy bring the? Does he bring the? Like this most recent playoff, is he that guy? Well, I mean, you almost wish, and I know that you really have to be on a good team to win an MVP anyway. So why don't they include the entire season and see what the elite of the elites do in the playoffs when it matters most? A Dukesism, yeah. You know, when you save the light shining the brightest.
You think they should do
I
that?
Think
so
they
you get to the finals.
Sports. I think in all sports. I think if you're like you're only going to be an MVP if you're on a good team anyway. So you're in the playoffs by default.
Yeah. No, it is. And you know, like in the NFL, for example, the MVP has become a quarterback award, right? Let's be honest. It just has. It's the most important position, but Devontae Adams could have 20 touchdowns next year. He's not winning the MVP. Randy Moss didn't win the MVP. You know, it's like, it's a quarterback thing. In the NBA, good team and usually, you know, the elite scores are the guys who are going to have a chance to win an MVP. I mean, there was a year, no matter what you think about Dwight Howard, when he was with the Orlando Magic, he's the best defensive player for about 4 or 5 years in the league. He had no shot at winning the MVP.
Right.
You know?
Well, I mean, and the other thing is, like, I'm the wrong guy. I hate award shows. I hate the subjective nature or, you know, there's no objectivity. You know, like, when the years that Steve Nash won the MVPs. And again,
back-to-back.
Unbelievable. Look, I get double-double, 10 assists a game, and I know he was great. But that's why you're on the running for the MVP. And you think about, like, that year, the first year when LeBron was just 21. And there's like, well, they're not going to give it to it. Well, why won't you give it to a 21-year-old? There's always these stupid rules the media has sometimes to play with this stuff.
No, it's true. So a lot going on there with the NBA, but that is out there as, you know.
To me, Embiid's the MVP hands down.
Me too.
You got Ben Simmons not playing a lick for the Sixers and all the other things that had to go down. You know, they made the trade late. I mean, Embiid is the MVP. End of story.
Yeah, I'm with you. What do we got coming up in Guy Talk, Mike?
All right, man. If you watched any of the coverage this weekend from down in Miami, I can tell you it was even more bananas in person. We'll give you some breakdowns on that. And I've got a story about the most crazy burglary, Carl. It happened in Texas. A guy that decides to burglar a house and then do some of the stuff around the house with the things he's stolen. I'll explain. It's coming up. It's Dukes and Bell with Guy Talk next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Yeah! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah! Yeah! Yes! Hey, man. It's brought to you by Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, L. As Carl said, get that watermelon line, man. Ask your local Publix if they don't have our beer, and they'll go get it in there. We were told this. We've been assured this by the folks at Georgia Crown. So just ask for the brew, and they'll get it for you, man. What a weekend, as Carl's been talking about a lot. It was a spectacle, even if you're not a Formula One fan. It really is an amazing time to be a racing fan. If you love open-wheel racing, IndyCar is doing well, but Formula One is exploding. And for those who don't know why it's exploding, Carl and I kind of touched on this last week, but a brief overview, because I was talking about this with some folks from Canada. They're also watching Drive to Survive, Carl, the Netflix documentary, which follows, much like Hard Knocks, all the teams throughout the season. And you can go back 4 years now and you can watch it all. But, Carl, it combines, you know, the time in COVID when everybody was kind of on lockdown with something to binge watch. And even though if you're one of maybe a Formula One fan, it kind of gives you the background. And so you're more educated about it. Now you maybe want to travel, if you can, in the States to see it. It also happens to be run by the same guys who own the Braves. Good time for Liberty Media, right, Carl? They're doing some things right. We had that conversation, what, last week about the globalization thing and how why is the NFL going to Germany? Well, you know what's kind of cool? We're the market that Formula One wants to tap into even more. We're the ones which are getting the juice by having Formula One come here and give us more races. Las Vegas next Thanksgiving, then the Miami race was a spectacle, man. It was unbelievable.
It is. There's growth potential there, but it's much bigger. It's why we were talking about Martin earlier, you know, Martin Brundle. He's a big deal in Europe. Like, people know who he is. That broadcast team on Sky Sports that call these races, they're all big deals. Here, not as much. Not unless you're an F1 fan.
Right.
So I think, Mike, the potential growth factor as to where is the pecking order, where can they be in the in the sports world of all the things we're watching and paying attention to. Because their season's long too, guys. They travel the world for like 6 months,
right.
You know. So
and that's one thing. Liberty Media is they're going to expand the market, more races, more cool stuff, and it really was a blast. And as I said today on the flight back from Miami, the pictures are up there at Mike Bell ATL, former Formula One champion for Braun Racing. It was Jenson Button who then later raced for McLaren and won a ton of races. First off, my wife's like, "Oh my God, he's so gorgeous in person." I'm like, "You know, I'm sitting right here." But the dude, Carl, he's been married like he was married to a supermodel, left her, and now he's married to a playmate. What a life this guy has. And he's the nicest guy. So I was sitting there on Twitter. I go to the guys, to you guys, I mean, the guys that follow me. I said, "Should I really try to do a selfie and be the ultimate fanboy?" And they're like, "You got to do it." So my wife said, "We just talked to him." So we're sitting there waiting for the plane to take off. So I go, "Jensen, I go, you mind if I do a selfie? I'm a big fan." And then I did. And then, Carl, I went into total Chris Farley with Paul McCartney fanboy mode from Saturday Night Live. Remember that time, you know, in 06 when you won the Hungarian Grand Prix for your first win with Honda? I was there. I saw that. That was awesome. Remember that time you went from dead last and you won the race and you made four pit stops and you passed Sebastian Vettel on the last lap at Montreal in the rain? I was there for that, too. That was awesome. And then my wife's like, Becky starts holding my hand. Okay, now you're gone too far. Well, anyway, he was really nice, Carl. And then we chatted about the sport for about 5 minutes, talking about what's going on. He mentioned, like, Lewis Hamilton was on Good Morning America, and he mentioned how the Drive to Survive thing, they really have noticed the uptick in the ratings and the response in America.
Well, listen, I think it's like soccer in the United States, right? It took a long time, but
right.
I think you have more educated soccer fans now than you did. Matter of fact, I know you do. Than you did 25 years ago.
I like to think
ago.
You and I have learned more about it in the last 4 years than we ever thought we would.
Well, again, I was covering MLS back in the mid-2000s, and nobody was talking about it because it just wasn't as big of a thing. And you know, international soccer, we've always said this, is way bigger and will continue to be bigger, but I think more people are aware of it. F1 is no different, Mike. I can't like football unless I know what 4th-and-1 is. I can't like football unless I know what 3rd-and-long is. You know, what's the
right.
defense doing? There's something to be said about that. So I can watch guys roll around a track, but, like, what is this all about? And then when you get the background of it,
right.
I think it's really helped expand the knowledge of a lot of people.
Yeah, I just love the fact I can talk about it now on the radio. You know, I love this since I was a little kid. My dad took me to my first Formula One race up at Watkins Glen when I was 8. So it's a great time to be an F1 fan. So you saw the stuff. A lot of guys would ask me on Twitter, was it really that great? So they had, like, if you didn't see it, they had yachts. They built a temporary little pool, and they put some, like, 50 and 70-foot yachts, Carl, in this thing. People are partying on that, and that costs like $12,000 to get on one of those. They had the Hard Rock, had the beach. Before the qualifying, before the race goes on, you got Post Malone doing a concert. And then somebody goes, well, I'm waiting to get some champagne at the bar, because that's what you do at one of these races. It's a little bit different. Like, as one guy said, Toto.
It's a little bougie.
Yeah,
it's a
little bougie. We're not in Talladega anymore.
Yeah.
And the lady goes to me, oh my God, you're right next to Bad Bunny.
Who?
I'm like, Bad Bunny. So I had to then ask the younger guy next to me, who's Bad Bunny? He says, you know, the Super Bowl show, singer, performer, played with J-Lo and Shakira. Does that ring a bell? I'm like, Carl, I'm totally lying. Oh, Bad Bunny. So this guy was there. All the entertainers, all the celebrities from Dwayne Wade, David Beckham. You saw the list. It's insane. I mean, guys like Mario Andretti and Emerson Fittipaldi were like, just, you know, those. Oh, by the way, there's some world champions walking up pit road, Carl. You already heard the audio we played of some of the celebrity encounters. It was insane. I mean, yeah, Paris, of course Paris Hilton's there, but all these influencers and all the vacuous Miami people you'd expect.
Whatever.
They were there. Now, just so you don't think, Carl, I was being bougie and pretentious.
It's hard not to be at those races.
Yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand.
It's just what it is.
But you can just have a normal experience and not have to spend crazy money that we like just lucked into like this VIP area. Because a guy goes, there's a crazy New Orleans guy. Like, sounded like Bobby Hebert's dad. And we start chatting. He goes, oh, you'll get over here, man. We'll get you some passes. And next thing you know, we're on the right side of the fence and drinks are flowing. But earlier in the week, Carl, and I was due some good karma, it was Fleet Week in Broward County. They call it the, what do they call it? I think it's Broward Navy Week or whatever. They had a bunch of destroyers in town, and the Navy was basically going up and down Las Olas. Mm. So we're an American Social. It's a big Florida State bar, big scene. So the Navy's there. So, you know, me, you and me, anytime we see the men or women in uniform, we want to buy some shots because, you know, like, what does Jack Nicholson say? Have you ever served in a forward area? No, I haven't. But it was great. So I told the guys I'd give them a shout out. The name of the boat, I want to make sure I got this right. It was the Delbert Black. It's an Arleigh Burke class destroyer. And these dudes are out there. And I said, what are you guys drinking? Like, what are you buying? I go, whatever you want. They go, how about some tequila? So we got literally, Carl, a whole bottle of Casamigos. And we're getting hammered with the Navy.
That was awesome, man.
So it was a really great time. So that was like one end of the spectrum to all the stuff you guys saw at the racetrack. Carl and I mentioned it earlier. The owner of the Dolphins makes more money or made as much money on this race weekend as he will on the entire season with the Dolphins. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's bananas. I mean, but listen, this is big. It's big business. This right? stuff is, you know, Mike, you know, but I think, again, for average fans, you don't start to realize how much money it takes to have one of these teams and have them race and the cars and the parts and all the stuff that goes involved. It's a lot of money. So, yeah, man, they did it right, though. I will say that. It looked as good on television. The presentation was as good as it sounds like the time you had.
I haven't watched it on TV yet. I DVR it, so it came off looking like a spectacle.
Oh, yeah. No, it was great. Listen, Mario Andretti's there, and they're talking about, you know, getting him in a car. Could you handle this new car?
Right.
It was really, I thought, insightful into what was going on for those people who maybe have been new to it. But it also kind of gave you a buzz, like the feel like, you know what, this is what these races are about. And you know, for those who don't know, Mike has traveled around the world to see some of these races. He's not making that stuff up. This is what it is about. I mean, literally, there is a scene in every city they end up going to and every spot that they have these races. That's why it becomes such a big deal.
So David Beckham, LeBron James, we talked about, you know, Tom Brady. Every time they show Brady, the crowd would go crazy. Just tons of celebs. It really was a blast. All right, man, over to the real world, Carl. It's not a Florida man, but it's a Texas man. Here's a story I found this morning when I was on the phone just trying to find stories for Guy Talk on the way up here. A Texas man burglarizes a home, and he basically steals a bunch of stuff, including a push lawnmower. This is in Port Arthur, Texas, Carl. Is it outside of Houston?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yeah, east of Houston.
Dude's name is Marcus Renard Hubbard. He burglarizes the house on April 1st. Home surveillance video shows him moving some of the stuff out on the driveway and into his car. So they don't know what drug he was on, Carl, but Marcus decided after burglarizing the house to mow the guy's lawn at 3 in the morning.
After he stole what he wanted, he's gonna cut the yard.
I'm gonna say meth. I'm gonna lean crystal meth. Yeah. There's no report of what drug he was on. But home surveillance video shows the suspect taking a push lawnmower from the home, filling up its tank with gas, and then mowing the victim's lawn. Then he goes around the side and he mows the backyard as well.
Wow.
And by the time somebody calls to say who's mowing the lawn at 3 in the morning, the police show up and this dude takes off. He's now wanted for burglary, and they were able to put two and two together from the surveillance video, and obviously he had a mugshot, so he's got priors. And so they're looking for him down there in South Texas.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got priors. That is the weirdest thing, Mike. What would make you want to cut the yard after you stole whatever you need?
Scribbly just got on me because I've got an electric mower because I'm trying to save the planet. He says, see, even a criminal has this common sense to use a gas mower.
He's right. He's right about that. Right. Yeah.
All right, let's hit the closing bell. You won't like this one at all, by the way. Uh-oh. Yeah. I was just getting over the total fanboy joy of talking to Jensen Button on the plane when I got a text from Maximum Bob, who's a Wall Street friend of ours, and he goes, "It's going to be ugly on Wall Street today. This guy could be the day the bubble burst." I don't know if that is, but it was awful. Dow Jones falls more than 600 points. S&P 500 tumbles below 4,000, lowest level. NASDAQ was down 4.5 points. So percent, I should say. It's bad. So don't even look at your 401k today. Just don't do it.
And there's a lot going on, man. I mean, the Fed raised the rates last week. Hey, there's a lot going on.
I got a feeling, I don't know about you, you know me, because I didn't start saving money until I hit my 40s, so I may be working until I'm 75.
Listen, again, we have no control over this. Yes. You know, and if you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth, that's great. But for those of us who are working folk, Mike's right. We might be working till 80.
I may be working. I'm going to be fricky, man. I'll be out there going, I can't believe that Coach LeBron James is going to pass Red Auerbach. This is unbelievable. Max Fried's fifth Cy Young, just crazy. Anyway, hey, birthdays today. One of the most beautiful women in the world. Did not see her in Miami. I would have said hello. Rosario Dawson is 43 today. Billy Joel is 73. Nice guy. For the kids at home, Ghostface Killer, Carl of Wu-Tang Clan, is 52.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing.
Yeah.
You know the rest.
Squidbilly's favorite Depeche Mode song, Your Own Personal Jesus, Dave Gahan, and that band is 59. Let's see. John Corbett was on Sex and the City, Northern Exposure, 60. Steve Eiserman, the older Red Wing. He's got a birthday today, Hall of Famer. Mike Wallace and Tony Gwynn. Carl, we always love catching up with Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony Gwynn, the senior, birthday today.
Good stuff, Mike. Good to have you back. Coming up, we have a major announcement in regards to our Falcons. We will tell you what it is. But right now, we want to give you a chance to win WWE SmackDown tickets. Caller 9. You are a SmackDown fan. You're a WWE fan. Caller 9. We got a family four-pack of tickets for you to see. Friday night SmackDown broadcast live at State Farm Arena. WWE returns to Atlanta this summer. It's Friday, July 29th. Tickets on sale this Friday, May 13th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Caller 9, a family four-pack of tickets to go see WWE right now on Dukes and Bell.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.